Hi everyone, it's Manal here with the Modern Day Christmas Miracle Show.
Awesome. Yeah, you got a couple great shows coming up. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect.
Yes, this year we have branched out to Fairview and we'll be doing our first show there on December 13th, this Saturday. And there's two showings at 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Community College Theater. The following week we'll be here in Peace River at the Athabasca Hall at 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And folks can get their tickets at Mad Dog Cresting in Fairview and at Dads and Lads in Peace River here or at moderndaychristmasmiracle.ca. And we're super excited.
If people don't know what they're in store for, what can they kind of expect from the show?
So for people who've never come, this show, this event is a musical event that features secular, sacred, modern music, a good taste for all. And it's just a great event that we're trying to make a tradition of to bring folks together just before Christmas and they can leave with something filling their hearts. And whether you celebrate Christmas in a traditional Christian way or if you celebrate Christmas in more of the secular holiday way, it's something for everyone there. And the purpose is just to be all together and just to share music.
You have been doing this for a few years now. How many years now?
We're at 3 years here in Peace River.
And any highlights from previous years or moments that stood out that you remember and you're like, yeah, this is why we do it?
I just go by feeling. So I don't get to see people in the crowd, hey? So when I'm done the show, usually I just feel like it was a really great time. And that's going to sound so silly, but I don't see the people's faces. But I've heard comments, like I've heard people say that there was this one lady who left the show crying because she didn't have family around and this had just been fulfilling and it was just a nice thing to come to. And I guess another major highlight, because I do see this, is the children dancing in the front and young and old, just all the people who have come up to dance and just get the itch and then they're up there and dancing and singing along. Also the quiet moments too, because not everybody needs to come up and dance. That's not the purpose of it. But yeah, so all of that. The highlight also is all the volunteers who have been helping to put this on. We always feel like, okay, this has been a great thing at the end when it's complete. Like our first year, we didn't sell that many tickets, but we felt like it was a great thing either way because we worked hard and yeah, it was just good. So.
And do you have a favorite song to play during the show?
I've had a few. So I'm not singing any of the same ones as I did last year for my own band, but 2 years in a row, I've sang Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. That's definitely a favorite of mine.
Who are some of the other performers that are going to be up there alongside you?
First off, we will have the gospel band Crimson River, and we will have J.D. Bixby and the Honky Tonk Hillbillies, who are coming from Fairview. And we will have myself, Mano, and the Not So Wise Men, and those are guys from the area who are accompanying me.
And if you had to sum the show up into, like, one or two words, what would you say?
Really cool.
Any closing words to bring people down?
If you're sitting on the fence and you got nothing going on, or you're around for the holidays, or you're coming home for the holidays, just do yourself a favor, go get your ticket, and you're not going to lose anything by coming.